Coco Radio, let's talk about how to learn a new language. Coco 电台，我们先聊一聊如何学习一门新的语言，有什么样的一些方法呢？ Today, I would like to talk about study content, not the language. 今天请来分享到的是学习一门新的语言，我们应该学习语言的内容，而非语言的本身。Although most language learning classes and programs focus on purely learning the language, the study of high school students studying French found that when they study another subject taught in French instead of a class purely to teach French, the students tested better for learning and were more motivated to learn.
尽管多数语言教学课程重点强调单纯学习语言的本身，但是呢，有一项关于高中学习法语的研究发现，如果学生学习某个用法语教学的课程，而非单纯的法语课，那么学生的法语听力成绩呢，会更加的出色，而学生呢，也更加有动力去学习。
Students in their standard French classes score better on reading.And writing tests, so both methods clearly have merit.
不过呢，标准法语班的学生在阅读和写作上的成绩更高。显然呢，两种方法都具有各自的优势吧。
Once you've mastered the basics of a new language, try concluding some content on a topic you are interested in to improve your understanding.
当你掌握了某个语言的基本知识以后呢，请尝试了解自己关心的一些话题内容，这样子的话呢，可以提高你的理解能力哦。
You could have conversations with friends learning the same language, reading articles online, or listen to a podcast to test your comprehension.
你可以跟学习这门语言的小伙伴一起交谈，阅读一些网络的文章啊，或者呢，可以通过一些播客来测试自己的理解能力。如果说你想要阅读一些英语的文章，可以选择可可英语网。但如果说你想要听一些播客的节目来测试一下你的理解能力，你可以选择可可电台。Is that right?
Okay, that's what we talk about today. How to learn a new language. Study content, not the language.
今天我想来聊到的是学习一门新的语言，学习语言的内容，而非语言的本身。如果说你想要学习到更多新鲜、好玩、有趣、时尚、实用、地道的英语，不要锁定可可英语，或者呢，可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏，可以找到我。